It's time now. High school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We come to you live from Franklin Central School tonight. It's the opening round of the Section 4 Girls Class D tournament tonight, as it is Franklin, the 5-seed, hosting Worcester, the 12-seed. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, one of my favorite times of the year is the sectional tournament kicks off. We were in Sydney last night as it was the opening round of the boys' Section 4 Class C and D tournaments, and tonight it is for the girls in Class C and Class D. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the games that are on tap tonight. Let's see, that's one, two, we got about seven or eight games going on tonight throughout Class C and Class D, and we'll break down all the seeds and where all those games are going on tonight, because I think there's going to be a lot of good games, and it's really shaping up to be a great sectional tournament for both the boys and the girls in Classes C and D, the schools that we cover. So I'm really looking forward to it. Again, it's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We come to you live tonight from Franklin. It's the Lady Purple Devils hosting the Worcester Wolverines, and these two teams have a lot of history this year, and it's set to be a fun one tonight. We'll take a break and be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Again, live from Franklin Central School, opening round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Sectional Tournament. Franklin, the 5-seed, runners-up in the Tri-Valley against Worcester, the 12-seed. And Worcester was also a semifinalist in the Tri-Valley League. That's why I thought tonight was such an interesting matchup. Even though it's the 5-12 game based on record and points that they earned throughout the season, this is a game that could really go either way. I dare say it could even be a coin flip, and it should be a ton of fun here tonight, so thanks for joining us. Other games we'll be keeping an eye on tonight. I will be posting, or at least telling you during our post-game show, of the final score of as many of these games as we can possibly get. The rest I'll be posting later tonight on our Twitter page, which is also available on WCDOsports.com. There are two games in Class C tonight. We have number 9, Unadilla Valley, traveling out to take on number 8, Spencer Van Etten and Cander. The rest of the games in Class C, the higher seeds mostly have byes. So you talk about Green, Bainbridge, Guilford, all those teams having byes. The other game, which is happening right over the hill tonight, is 10-seed Walton traveling to take on 7-seed Unitigo. So those are the Class C games we'll be keeping an eye on tonight. Here's the slate of Class D games that will be happening. We have number 9, Morris, the Tri-Valley champion, traveling out to take on number 8, Newfield. Newfield is out in the IAC. So that's a long bus ride tonight for the Lady Mustangs. We have, of course, 12 Worcester at 5 Franklin, 13 Richfield Springs traveling to take on 4 Stamford, 14 Lawrence is visiting 3 South Courtright, Of course, South Courtright doesn't have a gym this year due to school construction, so that's actually a doubleheader tonight with Richfield Springs playing Stamford first, and then also at Stamford will be Lawrence taking on South Courtright. And then there is number 11, Davenport, is at 6, Deposit Hancock tonight, that game being played in Hancock. Ken Gilboa traveling to number 7, Cander, and listen to this one, folks. Number 15, Hunter Tannersville traveling to Southern Cayuga. You might say, where's Southern Cayuga? Well, it's up above Cortland, up near I-90. I would say from Hunter Tannersville, one edge of Section 4 to Southern Cayuga, the other edge, has to be a 2.5 to 3 hour bus ride, if not more. I've been through Southern Cayuga in my sports travels. You got to go to Cortland and head directly north for probably 45 minutes to an hour. So you talk about from our area, it's probably a solid hour, 15, hour 30 just to get to Cortland, and that's if you're already here. So if you're coming all the way from Hunter Tannersville, that is a very, very long ride. So that is a long ride tonight here for HT going all the way to Southern Cayuga. So those are the games that we'll be keeping an eye on here tonight. So we're going to take a small break. When we come back, we'll have Franklin and Worcester as we'll pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. Set to be a good one here tonight, the opening round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Tournament. Thanks for joining me. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Franklin and Worcester tonight live from Franklin Central School. Let's get you set with the starting lineups tonight. First for the visiting Worcester Lady Wolverines and head coach Chris Kaltenbach. They will start with senior number 11, Lee Spina. Also a senior number 15, Karen O'Shaughnessy. A junior number 20, Vanessa Parker. A junior number 21, Willow Tompkins. And a freshman wearing number 23, Delamar Vega. And Vega is definitely one to watch tonight and in the future. She is a lot of fun. One of the stars in the Tri-Valley League for sure. On the other side for Franklin, again, runners up in the Tri-Valley League, falling to Morris in the championship game at SUNY Oneonta just a couple of weeks ago. And head coach Mike Dutcher, they start with eighth grader number 2, Marissa Campbell. Junior number 5, Julie Archibald. Senior number 10, Kirsten Brownell. junior number 12, Olivia Heiser, and eighth grader, sister of Marissa, number 22, Kayla Campbell. So the Campbell sisters are certainly stars of the future of the Tri-Valley League, as well as now. If they had a Tri-Valley MVP for the girls, I would probably give it to Kayla Campbell. She just won our Wells Fargo Athlete of the Month. Was over here earlier this week taking a picture with Kayla and her plaque from Wells Fargo home mortgage agent David Smith, who is our sponsor, and she's just phenomenal for an eighth grader. But one thing about that Tri-Valley Championship was Franklin was ahead at halftime. They were up 16 points on Morris. Morris came back in the second half, tried some different defensive strategies to shut down Kayla Campbell, and Morris came back to win that game by a handful of points. So Franklin has not played since that ball game. What happens here tonight? What does Franklin pull out of the closet? Are they going to go man-to-man, zone? Do they throw a special defense like a box and one, a triangle and two here at Kayla Campbell? How will Franklin handle that? They've had a lot of time to prepare for it over the last week and a half, and we'll see what happens here tonight. Franklin will go left to right on your radio dial. They're in the home whites with the purple trim, and Worcester is in the road green uniforms with the white trim. They go right to left, and we're underway. Here's Julie Archibald. After Franklin wins the tip, takes it right to the rim. Can't get the little 10-foot jumper to go. Rebound for O'Shaughnessy of Worcester. And we're underway here between Worcester and Franklin in the Class D semi, or the sectional bracket, I should say. Worcester right down the floor. They'll find Vanessa Parker, who puts it up and in for two. And 12 seed opens up with a 2-0 lead here against Franklin. Left side of the floor for Kayla Campbell. Campbell back to the top of the key for Heiser, and now for Marissa Campbell on the right side. Back here for Julie Archibald. She steps in for a long two. It was halfway down, and then it popped out, and then we'll have a foul on the rebound. O'Shaughnessy ripped it down, and the foul will be on Olivia Heiser of Franklin, her first team's first. From the early look, I think Worcester's just come out in straight-up old man-to-man, but Vega is guarding Kayla Campbell. So that's going to be a great matchup here tonight. Two of the young stars of the Tri-Valley League going head-to-head. 7-10 to go in the first quarter. It's Worcester 2 and Franklin nothing. Here's Vega to midcourt, and she'll pass one ahead for Willow Tompkins. Tompkins down low for Lee Spina. Spina back to the top of the key here for Vega. Vega goes right side for Tompkins. We're a minute in, and Worcester leads 2-0 over Franklin. Franklin the 5 seed, Worcester the 12 seed in the Section 4 Class D girls bracket here tonight. Here's Tompkins with a straightaway three. No good. Spina with a big rebound in the paint. Kicks it out. Fresh 30 seconds to work with here for the Lady Wolverines. And they'll go to the right side now for Vanessa Parker. Parker back for Tompkins at the top of the key. Now for Vega, right side in front of the Franklin bench. To the high post now for O'Shaughnessy. And a left side pass here for Lee Spina. Down low on the baseline. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Turnaround shot for O'Shaughnessy is too strong. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up, but she'll travel. O'Shaughnessy doing some great work on the boards, but shuffled her feet there on that second chance opportunity. Goes back to Franklin. 6:25 to go in the first quarter. The crowd is into it so far here tonight at FCS. A packed crowd. And it's Worcester 2 and Franklin nothing. Right side of the floor for Marissa Campbell. The eighth grader will go to Brownell in the corner on the baseline. Back top of the key for Julie Archibald, and she will travel. The ball really hasn't gotten into the hands so much of Kayla Campbell so far in this game. We'll see if she can get active. 6:10 to go, first quarter. Franklin coming with some full-court pressure. With 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Worcester 2, Franklin nothing. In the backcourt, here is Tompkins. Tompkins to the right side for O'Shaughnessy. O'Shaughnessy back to Tompkins, who crosses the Franklin Central logo at midcourt. No, 10-second call. Good defense there by the Lady Purple Devils to hold them off. And Tompkins was just about a step short from crossing the line. 2 minutes in the first quarter, it's Worcester 2, Franklin nothing. Lady Purple Devils trying to settle in here on their home court in front of their home fans in the opening round of sectionals. Here is Campbell on the right side. Vega right in her face. Campbell takes it right to the rim, puts it up and in. Kayla Campbell, the eighth grader, the star here for Franklin, ties things up at 2-2 with 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Worcester up the floor to the right side. This time they will break the press successfully. Vega passes down low, intercepted though by Julie Archibald, who stepped into a lane there and picked it off. Back up the floor for Brownell. Brownell at the top of the key, sets it up on offense. Brownell goes to Campbell. On the far side, Kayla for three, left it short. Rebound here for Archibald, pulls it down. Archibald falls down with the basketball, lost control of it, and Worcester will come away. With 5:15 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 2-2. Here's Vega back up the court, deflected. A steal by Campbell, and she's off to the races for a wide-open layup and finishes it off. Kayla Campbell puts it home, and it's 4-2. Timeout taken here by Worcester. With 5:05 to go in the first quarter, it's Franklin 4, Worcester 2. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Worcester looking to break the press. They'll throw it up to midcourt, and it's taken away again by Franklin. And the press is wreaking havoc here, as it has all season long. Franklin doing a good job using those fast athletes to create steals. Franklin on the right side of the floor will now go to Heiser. Left side for Kayla Campbell. Pump fakes, Campbell to the high post. Back out, Archibald, straightaway three, too strong. Rebound, O'Shaughnessy. And Franklin really doesn't have anyone to match her size inside. She's got some great height, and O'Shaughnessy rips down another board. Ahead for Vega. Vega, right side, takes it through the teeth of the defense there, tosses it up, finds O'Shaughnessy, who finishes it off. Great pass there from Vega to O'Shaughnessy. We're tied up 4-4 with 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Franklin the 5 seed, Worcester the 12. Thought this would be a good matchup to have here tonight on CDO. Here's Campbell. Kayla takes it on the right side to the baseline. Hit the rim twice, no good. O'Shaughnessy a rebound. Campbell tried to strip it away. O'Shaughnessy is able to dribble out of trouble and find Vega in the backcourt. Vega back up the floor just across the timeline here for Willow Tompkins. Bounce pass to the far side, and no, a traveling violation on Vanessa Parker. Tompkins did a good job, hit her in stride, and she just took one extra step going up for that layup attempt, and she traveled. With 3:55 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 4-4 between Franklin and Worcester here in the opening round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Tournament. Kayla Campbell on the right side, comes off the screen, goes back to Heiser at the top of the key. Far side for Marissa Campbell. Campbell will work it to the right side for Brownell. Brownell looking to pass inside, goes for Heiser, turnaround shot for Heiser, is off the back of the rim, no good, and a rebound here for Vanessa Parker. Parker with an outlet pass to O'Shaughnessy, who's in trouble, and now we'll find Vega on the right side. Vega in front of the Franklin bench going right to left, passes into the corner for Willow Tompkins, and it was just a bullet that went right through her hands and out of bounds. With 3:20 to go in the opening quarter, we remain tied 4-4 between Franklin and Worcester. A tight opening first quarter here between the Purple Devils and the Wolverines. Campbell, left side for three, fired it up, no good. And another rebound for Worcester. They're really limiting the second chance opportunities. A steal, though, by Franklin at midcourt. Ahead for Marissa Campbell. She'll put it up. Can't get the shot to go. Kayla's there for a rebound, but we'll have a whistle behind the play. As on that steal, we had Archibald, Julie, that is, colliding with Kayla Campbell. And they went, you know, shoulder to shoulder there. And I think Julie Archibald just got the wind knocked out of her. She's going to come out of the game here to get a quick breather. And Franklin, after the official timeout there, will get the ball underneath the basket with 3:02 to go in the first quarter. So checking in will be Maddie Ackley as well as Alyssa Nowitny for the Purple Devils. Here's Campbell. Passes inside. Turnaround shot here for Alyssa Nowitny. No, she won't let it go. Gives it back to Kayla Campbell to the top of the key for Maddie Ackley. Ackley far side for Brownell. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Marissa Campbell. Takes it to the rim and she's fouled. With 2:45 to go in the opening quarter, we remain tied 4-4. And I think Marissa Campbell, the sister of Kayla, could be a key here in this tonight. If she could get some buckets going, she's another tall, athletic eighth grader. And if you have to make sure that you're watching her on defense because she's hitting her shots, that just shifts everything around. Marissa to the line. First shot is up and good. So Marissa Campbell with her first points of the evening gives Franklin a 5-4 lead. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming for Campbell. This one is up and good. Nothing but the bottom of the net there for Marissa Campbell. And it's Franklin 6, Worcester 4 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Leave Spina will look to work it back up the floor. Now here for Tompkins. Franklin still with the full court pressure. They'll get it across the half court timeline and then steal by Franklin again. Kayla Campbell picked one off at midcourt. Campbell to the high post. Stops. And will safely get it back into the hands of the point guard and the senior, Kirsten Brownell. Back for Kayla Campbell. Now for Brownell in the corner. Fires up a jumper. It's too strong. Rebound here for Tompkins, but it was taken right back by Nowitny. Nowitny gets it back to Brownell and safely into the hands of Kayla Campbell. With 2:10 to go in the first quarter, Franklin by a deuce, 6-4. Here's Campbell in the corner. Fires up a three, and it's too strong. Too much spice on that one, and a rebound here for Willow Tompkins, and she's off to the races. Tompkins, who's been battling an ankle injury for a lot of the second half of the season, is looking pretty good here tonight as she took off down the floor there. Looks strong. Into the corner now for Vanessa Parker. Parker on the baseline will find Delamar Vega, who heads to the rim, gets the shot to go, and she's fouled. Her first basket of the night for the freshman sensation, Delamar Vega, and she'll look for the old-fashioned three-point play. So we're tied 6-6 between Franklin and Worcester with a minute 45 to go in the opening quarter here in Franklin. And Vega will look for the old-fashioned three-point play. Rachel Cobain will come off the bench here for Franklin, and Marissa Campbell will get a quick break. Vega with the shot. This one is off the back of the rim. No good. Kayla Campbell with a rebound, and they'll work it back up the floor. And so that foul was on Marissa Campbell. That's why she's over on the bench and probably will sit for the rest of the quarter just so she doesn't pick up a second one. Brownell in the corner will now go back to the top of the key for Alyssa Nowitny. Nowitny finds Kayla Campbell with a minute and a half to go first quarter. Again, tied 6-6 between Franklin and Worcester. Here's Nowitny with a long two. Foot was on the line, left it short. Rebound for Cobain. Tried to go back to Brownell and was intercepted, and Worcester will come away with the basketball. And ahead now for Willow Tompkins on the left side of the floor with a minute 10 to go in this opening quarter. We're tied 6-6 between the Lady Wolverines and the Lady Purple Devils. Right side here for Willow Tompkins. She goes to Spina. Give and go back to Tompkins. Dribble drive in the paint. Kicks it out for Vega. Through her hands and out of bounds. Communication wasn't there, and it goes back to Franklin with exactly 1 minute to go in the first quarter. We're tied 6-6. And Franklin will look to bring it up the floor with Brownell. And Brownell will bring it across the half-court timeline. This looks more like a diamond and two here with Tompkins chasing around and Vega chasing around Campbell. It's been hard to tell. They've thrown a lot of different looks at Franklin here in the first quarter as Campbell tosses up a shot from the right side. That's off the mark and no good. It's mainly looked like man-to-man to me with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now a foul in the backcourt on Franklin. 6-6 the score. I'll have to get a better look at it as we move forward into the second quarter. The one constant has been that Vega has been right up in the shorts of Kayla Campbell. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. We're tied 6-6. They'll hand one back off for Vega on the right side. Gets across the half-court timeline. Vega finds O'Shaughnessy. Good pump fake. O'Shaughnessy puts it up and in. So O'Shaughnessy with 4 points, and Worcester leads 8-6 with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Brownell. Brownell finds Kayla Campbell on the right side. Campbell to the top of the key. Left side now for Cobain. Into the corner for Campbell. Baseline drive left side. Puts it up and she's fouled with 5 seconds to go. Campbell will head to the line. That could really come down to a fitness battle tonight as Vega is chasing Campbell all around the floor. And who wears down first? Campbell will step to the line with 5.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. First shot is up for Campbell, and she buries it. So Kayla with 5 points, cuts it back to a one-point game. Worcester 8, Franklin 7. Again, 5.8 seconds to go in the first quarter as Campbell will settle in for a second shot. And the second shot is up and good for Kayla Campbell. Boy, it got real quiet in here for that extra second that she takes to kind of take a deep breath before she releases the shot. Jump ball here. Good job by Franklin on the press there. Rachel Cobain just got Vega all tied up with 3.6 seconds. Possession arrow keeps it with Worcester. We're tied 8-8. Worcester looking for a long pass here. They'll get it to midcourt. Intercepted by Nowitny. Ball is loose to Campbell. Chucks up a three at the buzzer, and it's short. 8-8, Franklin and Worcester here in the opening round of the girls' Section 4 Class D tournament. We'll be right back with the second on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals. That's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here on WCDO with the score Franklin 8 and Worcester 8. Franklin is the 5 seed, Worcester the 12, here in the opening round of the Class D Section 4 Girls Tournament. Here is Kayla Campbell. Campbell on a baseline drive, chucks up a jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound here for Worcester and leaves Spina. Spina will look to bring it back up the floor. Gets across the half-court timeline and will dribble into the left side corner. Spina holding on to it. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Spina will now go to Tompkins in the corner. Tompkins will dribble to the foul line. Gets in the paint, tosses one up. Ball is loose, gets it back from her own shot and a good second chance opportunity for Willow Tompkins. She puts it in. And it's Worcester 10 and Franklin 8. With 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Kayla Campbell on the left side. Tries a three-pointer, and it's good for Kayla Campbell. She's got 9 points, and she puts it home. Franklin retakes the lead 11-10. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here comes the full-court pressure. Vega breaks it. Goes all the way through the teeth of the defense and puts it up. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. O'Shaughnessy will travel on the rebound, and it goes back to Franklin. What a play there by Vega. Did everything. Dribbled through the entire press. Really saw an opening in the Red Sea and took it to the basket, and then it wouldn't go in. Unbelievable. Just rolled around the rim and then popped free. 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 11 and Worcester 10, and another long three for Kayla Campbell. She's got 12 points, buried it from downtown, and it's 14-10 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Now a steal by Campbell? No. Spina will just get it at midcourt, but she'll turn it over as she shuffled her feet trying to steal it back there from Kayla Campbell. 6:35 to go in the second quarter, and it's 14-10. Franklin on top. They'll go to the top of the key now on the inbounds play for Brownell. Franklin trying to find some breathing room. They'll go to the right side for Marissa Campbell. Now to the left side for Kayla Campbell. Campbell will toss one up from the foul line. It's off the mark and no good. A rebound here for Worcester. Vega had it taken away from Marissa Campbell with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Turnover. No, they'll keep it with Worcester. Ball was knocked out of bounds, the last touch by Marissa Campbell. 6:15 to go, second quarter. 14-10 the score, with Franklin leading Worcester by four. Here's Vega again, dribbles through the press, takes it inside, and a charge is called. As planting her feet there was Archibald, and did a good job to absorb the contact and fall backwards. With 6:05 to go in the second quarter, it's Franklin 14 and Worcester 10. And remember this point in the game, this could be a momentum changer. Franklin seems to be just pulling away a little bit in terms of momentum. Worcester hasn't been able to score on the last couple of possessions. We'll see if Franklin can capitalize. Left side for Marissa Campbell. Into the corner here for Brownell. Back up to Heiser at the high post. Heiser finds Kayla Campbell. Campbell gets around, takes it down low, and puts it up and in. She's got 14 points, and she's really starting to come alive here. Franklin by 6, 16-10, with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor for Vega. Vega right into the paint again, tosses one up. Second straight charge here on Vega. Went right in, got the basket to go, but the contact was there, and the official called it. Worcester coaching staff not happy here. That one was a tough call. I don't know if she really had her feet set or not, but Vega heads to the bench with 3 fouls now, and that's going to be very tough for Worcester to handle. With 5.5 to go in the second quarter, Franklin 16 and Worcester 10. Here's Kayla Campbell for 3. Left side, it's too strong. Rebound, chased down by Archibald. Great job on that rebound. Back up to Brownell with a fresh 30 to work with on the shot clock. Back for Campbell. Into the corner now for Brownell. For Archibald at the high post, and she'll travel with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. And she tried to pump fake. Just got a little too far ahead of herself. 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 16 and Worcester 10. Steal now for Franklin by Brownell. Brownell to Campbell, back to Brownell, and they'll find Kayla left side as Franklin goes left to right. Archibald top of the key, back for Brownell. They continue to work around here. Top of the key for Brownell. And now with Vega out of the game, it will be Alondra Vasquez, who is guarding Kayla can't foul, and Vasquez is going to pick up a foul. This will be the third team foul in the quarter on Worcester, none on Franklin, and the first here on Alondra Vasquez. Into the corner now for Archibald. Back for Brownell on the right side. For Kayla Campbell in the corner. Pump fake, steps back, tries a three. It's too strong. Rebound here for Tompkins, but she is fouled by Heiser in the corner. First foul on Heiser and the first team foul on Franklin in the second quarter. Actually, the second foul on Heiser, so she's going to go to the bench, and Maddie Ackley will come back in. 4:45 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Franklin ahead by 6, 16-10 in the opening round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Tournament as Worcester brings the ball back up the floor here with Vasquez. She gets across the half-court timeline. No, she was about a step short, and they'll say it was a 10-second call. That one was very, very close. And the ball will go back to Franklin with 4:35 to go in the second quarter. And again, the Worcester coaching staff. Chris Kaltenbeck not pleased with the call as Franklin gets it back. I think he might have had a point there. Campbell on the far side, left side, gets into the paint, stops, pops, puts up a jumper, can't get the shot to go, and she's fouled in the process with 4:22 to go in the second quarter. She'll head to the line to shoot two. With Franklin leading 16-10, Franklin 16 points, all, well, 14 of them coming from Kayla Campbell, the other two from Marissa Campbell. So here is Kayla back to the line again, the eighth grader, with 14 of Franklin's 16 points. First shot is up and good for Kayla Campbell. She's got 15. And Franklin bumps the lead up to 17-10. And the second shot coming here for Kayla Campbell. And this one, good release up and in. She's got 16 in the first half. 4:20 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 18 and Worcester 10. Right side of the floor now for Willow Tompkins. Tompkins across the half-court timeline. Gets down low, will toss one up, and gets it to go. Willow Tompkins with a big bucket there to maybe stop the bleeding here for Worcester. It's Franklin 18, Worcester 12, with 4:05 to go in the second quarter. Across the half-court timeline, here's Brownell setting it up on offense. Left side here for Kayla Campbell. Back to the top of the key. And I think this is a diamond and two here on defense by Worcester from what I've really decided to break down here. Campbell with a pull-up jumper. Kayla can't get that one to go, and a rebound for O'Shaughnessy. That's why I'm in the radio booth and not a coach, right? It took me a while to figure that one out. That's what I think is the defense here for Worcester that they've tried to play along with some other pieces. 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 18 and Worcester 12. Here for O'Shaughnessy in the corner. O'Shaughnessy back to the top of the key here for Leif Spina. Spina right side will look for Vasquez here. Vasquez dribble drive to the high post, tosses one up, shot is short. Marissa Campbell with a rebound and an outlet pass to her sister Kayla. Kayla left side wants to try to take it coast to coast, off the glass and in. Kayla Campbell with 18 points, and it's Franklin 20 and Worcester 12. Ball tipped out of bounds off that press. It's going to stay with Worcester with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Alyssa Nowitny will come back in and Maddie Ackley to the bench. So it's 5-seed Franklin leading 12-seed Worcester 20-12 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. They'll pass it into the backcourt here for Vanessa Parker. Parker to leave Spina. Spina, the senior, will bring it up the floor to the left side for O'Shaughnessy. Now back to Tompkins' right side. Tompkins tosses one up. Got some contact there. Foul is not called, and Kayla Campbell will bring it back up the floor with 2:50 to go in the second. Campbell into the paint, gets around, and puts up another layup. She's got 20 of Franklin's 22 points. It's like the Tri-Valley Championship game first half where she had 22 points in the first half. And she's a scorer. She can fill it up. 2:35 to go, second quarter. Here's O'Shaughnessy, takes it down low, passes it up and in. O'Shaughnessy with 6 points. Franklin 22. And Worcester 14 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Kayla Campbell. She's fouled down low by Alondra Vasquez. That matchup was really working well when you can have Vega on Campbell, but now that Vega has the three fouls, she has to go to the bench and has been there for a couple of minutes, and Campbell has been trying to take advantage. With 2:20 to go in the second quarter, it's Franklin 22 and Worcester 14, and Campbell will head to the line. So Campbell, who has not missed a foul shot so far here tonight, she's got 20 points, will step to the line here once again.
Campbell's first shot is up and rattles out. See, that's the broadcaster's curse right there. You talk about it, you're guaranteed that the next one's going to be a miss. 2:20 to go in the second. It's Franklin 22 and Worcester 14. Second shot here for Campbell. This one is off the mark and no good. Rebound for O'Shaughnessy. Out of bounds. They'll stay with Worcester. They say last touch by Alyssa Nowitny of Franklin. With 2:15 to go before the halftime break, make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Barabato Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you some out-of-town scores as well as they're starting to come in here throughout the Class C and D bracket tonight for the girls. And a steal at midcourt here by Kayla Campbell. She's off to the races, and we'll put this one up and in. Campbell with 22, and it's Franklin 24, Worcester 14. Timeout taken by the Wolverines with exactly 2 minutes to go in the half. Again, Franklin 24 and Worcester 14. Kayla Campbell with 22 points so far for Franklin, and we'll be right back.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2 minutes to go until the halftime break. Out of the timeout, Worcester with the ball. It's Franklin 24, Worcester 14. A steal by Maddie Ackley. She tried to go up for the right-handed layup, couldn't get it to go, and a jump ball is going to be called on the rebound. And so the possession arrow is going to keep it with Franklin. Lacey Cox into the game now as well. Here for the Lady Purple Devils. Kayla Campbell will get it into Nowitny at the top of the key. Left side here for Brownell. Brownell will dribble drive to the right side. Brownell finds Kayla Campbell. Right side corner on the baseline. Will kick back out. Nowitny pull up jumper off the mark. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. And she'll put it up and in. Campbell has 24 of Franklin's 26 points in the first half. It's Franklin 26 and Worcester 14 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor now, a foul whistled here on the Lady Purple Devils with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Foul will be on Lacey Cox, her first, team second. Here's the team foul situation late in the half. Worcester with 5, Franklin with 2. Leaves Spina, will bring it back up the floor. Spina to the half-court timeline. We'll kick it back to Willow Tompkins, left side. Tompkins trying to pull Worcester back out of this hole late in the first half with a minute 15 to go. Tompkins down low on the baseline. It was knocked out of bounds. Possession remains with Worcester. So it's eighth grader for Franklin, Kayla Campbell, with 24 of Franklin's 26 points in the opening half. An unbelievable showing tonight for Campbell. Left side here for Parker. Back for Willow Tompkins in the corner for 3. Dialed it up, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for guess who? Kayla Campbell. She'll dribble drive down the floor. Campbell stops, pops, puts up a 3. Got it. Kayla Campbell with 27 points in the first half. This is an unbelievable showing. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. And here is Tompkins trying to get across the half-court timeline, and she's fouled by Lacey Cox once again. Cox has whistled for the arm check there. Her second, team's third, with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Worcester will look to get it in the backcourt, and they will find Alondra Vasquez. Vasquez will leave it for Leave Spina. Spina across midcourt to Tompkins, with Worcester trailing at 29-14. They'll pass down low here for Vanessa Parker, and a traveling violation will give it back to Franklin with 37 seconds to go in the half. Again, folks, in case you just got in the car or you turned us on, Kayla Campbell, the eighth grader, has 27 first-half points of Franklin's 29. She's scored all but one bucket here tonight, and her sister got the other one, Marissa. Here is Cox, left side, now to the top of the key. Right side for Brownell. Brownell with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Finds Matty Ackley. Now back for Lacey Cox. Cox with a dribble drive. Back for Kayla Campbell. Straight away three off the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebound stays with Franklin with 10 seconds left. They can play for the final shot. They go to Lacey Cox right side. Now Whitney dials up a long two. No good. Rebound for Matty Ackley in the corner. Saves it for Brownell. The three at the buzzer. No good. Our halftime score is the 5 seed, Franklin 29, and the 12 seed Worcester 14. So Franklin on top 29-14 at the half. Eighth grader Kayla Campbell with 27 of Franklin's 29 points. That is absolutely unbelievable. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up when we come back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Mirabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Mirabito at 1-855-MIRABITO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back live in Franklin tonight. It's the opening round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Tournament. Our halftime score, 5-seed Franklin leading 12-seed Worcester 29-14. And it's time now for our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Well, the scoring summary for Franklin is pretty easy, folks. You have one household doing all the scoring. 27 points for 8th grader Kayla Campbell in the first half. And she had 22 points in the first half of the Tri-Valley Championship game. I hadn't seen anything like that in a long time. Well, this topped it here tonight. 27 for Kayla in the first half. She kind of got hot there in the middle of the first quarter, got a couple of steals and some easy layups, and then hit a few deep threes and it was on for Kayla Campbell. The other basket for Franklin in the first half comes from her eighth grade sister, Marissa Campbell, so she has 2 points. 27-2 is 29 for Franklin here in the first half. On the other side for Worcester, a team-high 6 points from Karen O'Shaughnessy, and then you have 4 from Willow Tompkins and 2 apiece from Vanessa Parker and Delamar Vega. Vega with those 3 fouls is what is really hurting Worcester right now. When Vega's in the game, she was able to get to the rim, create separation, open things up for everybody else, and she was guarding Kayla Campbell. I think when Campbell went out, when Vega went out from guarding Campbell, I think she might have had 6 points, and she really had to work for those 6. After that, Campbell just really took advantage of the size advantage that she had on the inside. She stepped out, hit some threes. She's a very tough player to guard, and she's only an eighth grader, but she knows the game well. She's got good length. She can really shoot the ball. She got to the line and only missed a couple of foul shots there. So Kayla Campbell again with 27 points. So if Vega can come back in and play smart with those 3 fouls, Worcester has a chance to get back in this game. We've seen it before. Franklin was ahead by 16 in the Tri-Valley Championship game at the halftime break. Morris came back to win that game. And I hate to say it, I'm here in Franklin. I'm looking around. Maybe somebody's going to come up behind me and say, hey, don't talk about that. But, I mean, it was the facts of the night. And you felt really bad for Franklin that night. You felt great for Morris. But I'm sure that Franklin has come here tonight, and I'm sure part of the message in the locker room right now is, hey, let's finish this game off and move on to the second round. If you're Worcester, hey, win the third quarter, try to get back in this ball game, and be smart with our fouls and handle the press. I thought the press was a really big part of Franklin getting some easy turnovers and some easy buckets. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll come back. We'll look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, remember, you'll save instantly right at the pump when you use that Marabito Rewards Plus card. For more details, call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Halftime score, Franklin 29, Worcester 14. We'll be back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. The Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Franklin 29 and Worcester 14 here during the halftime break. Again, 8th grader Kayla Campbell with 27 points for Franklin in the first half. Let's go and look at the out-of-town scoreboard. I know we have some scores to pass along. We had Spencer Van Etten leading Unadilla Valley 14-10 at the end of the first quarter. That is the 8-9 game in the Section 4 Class C girls bracket. So that is Spencer Van Etten leading UV 14-10 at the end of the first quarter there. Some other scores to pass along. At the end of the first quarter, the Newfield girls are the 8th seed. They lead 9th seed Morris 11-0 at the end of the first quarter. So Morris having a tough go of it out at Newfield tonight in that 8-9 game. We have Stamford girls leading Richfield Springs 41-12 at the half. Stamford the 4 seed, Richfield Springs the 13 seed in the Class D bracket. And we have the Candor girls, the 7 seed leading Gilboa, the 10 seed 40-16 at the halftime break as well. That's in the 7-10 game there. We also have Unitigo girls leading Walton 22-18. Unitigo's the 7 seed, Walton's the 10 seed in the girls' Class C bracket. So that's a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, later tonight we'll have all the final scores for you. We'll be announcing them here during our post-game show as well as posting them on Twitter. Halftime score, Franklin 29, Worcester 14. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Back underway, and Willow Tompkins has nailed a three-pointer right off the opening possession of the second half. And Worcester now trails 29-17 as we get back underway. A quick turnover by Franklin is going to give the ball back to Worcester. And Delamar Vega will dribble it back up the floor here for the Worcester Lady Wolverines. Again, 7:20 to go, third quarter. Franklin 29, Worcester 17. O'Shaughnessy will get the ball in the low post, turn around and travel. And we'll give the ball back here to the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. So again, eighth grader Kayla Campbell, 27 points in the first half. 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Franklin 29 and Worcester 17. They'll go to Brownell on the right side of the floor. Dribble drive for Brownell. Pulls it back out. We'll see what adjustments Worcester has made on defense in the second half. Looks like that diamond and two is back in action here for Worcester. Left side of the floor for Heiser. Takes it to the rim. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound for Worcester. Spina will have an outlet pass to Vega, who again is playing with those three fouls. She's going to have to be very careful. Spina into the backcourt now. Will dribble across the half-court timeline and set up shop as Worcester goes left to right on your radio dial. They're in the green uniforms with the white trim. Franklin's in the home whites with the purple and the gold trim here tonight. Here's Willow Tompkins back across left side. Elbow jumper for O'Shaughnessy. Can't get it to go. Marissa Campbell with a rebound and a head down for Kayla. Sister-to-sister connection there as Kayla Campbell comes back down the left side of the floor. Back across for Brownell. Brownell outside the three-point line with 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Chance of defense from the Worcester student section who has come here tonight to support the Lady Wolverines. Here's Campbell. Gets into the lane, kicks it back out. Brownell corner left side for two. And it's good for Kirsten Brownell. And she gets it to go. And those are the big buckets that Franklin needs. That opens it up against a tough defense like that when a team goes to a box and one or a diamond and two, kind of a special defense, I guess you could say. You got to have those other players step up and make shots. Foul on Marissa Campbell on the press. Worcester will get it here on the near side. They'll go to Vega. Vega will look to bring it up the floor. Stolen away here by Marissa Campbell. Ball is loose. It goes to Kayla. Kayla is fouled here by Leave Spina on a reach-in with 5:48 to go in the third quarter. Again, Franklin leading 31-17. And we tried to give you as many out-of-town score updates as we could. One game that won't start until later tonight is South Courtright and Lawrence. That game being played in Stamford, so they have to wait for the Stamford-Richfield Springs game to finish up first. Right side of the floor here for Kayla Campbell. And back to the top of the key, to the left side here for Marissa. Marissa goes back down to Kayla, goes to Olivia Heiser. Back out Marissa Campbell. And they'll reverse to the far side here for Brownell. 10 on the shot clock. Brownell, top of the key. Here for Heiser. Dribble drive down low for Heiser. Back out for Brownell. At the foul line. Pull-up jumper for Brownell is good. Kirsten Brownell with her second shot. Back-to-back, and she's now got 4 points. Franklin 33, Worcester 17. A steal here by Kayla Campbell, but it's taken back by Leif Spina. Spina, left side of the floor for Willow Tompkins with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Franklin leading 33-17. I do have a Unadilla Valley score update for you here at the next whistle. And into the corner now for Willow Tompkins. Tompkins back to the top of the key for O'Shaughnessy. O'Shaughnessy right side for Vega. Vega dribble drive down low. Tosses one up. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. Long pass ahead for Brownell. Brownell's going to take it in for the right-handed layup. Too strong. Kayla Campbell is there. She gets it to go, and she's fouled. Campbell with 29, and she'll look to break the 30-point mark. here early in the third quarter with the score Franklin 35 and Worcester 17. Vega's going to pick up her fourth on that rebound foul, and so Alondra Vasquez will come back in here for Worcester. Vega having a tough night here with these four fouls, and she's going to have to go back to the bench as Campbell steps to the line. Campbell's shot is good. Three-point play is good. And the eighth grader has 30 points here tonight for Franklin as the Lady Purple Devils lead 36-17 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Now a steal by Kayla Campbell into the corner right side. Dishes one back across for Brownell, who puts it up and in. Great display there by the Lady Purple Devils on defense, and they now lead 38-17 with 4:20 to go third quarter. Here's Vasquez on the right side. Vasquez in the paint, tosses one up, can't get the shot to go. Rebound for O'Shaughnessy, and she buries it. O'Shaughnessy with 8 points. And it's Franklin 38, Worcester 19. Franklin the 5 seed and Worcester the 12 seed here tonight in the opening round of the sectional tournament for girls Class D in Section 4. Top of the key for Brownell. Chest pass to the left side for Cobain. And Cobain will come back to Kayla Campbell on the right side. Tompkins is in her grill, now trying to guard her up. They go left side for Heiser. Turnaround off the glass and good for Olivia Heiser. Her first basket of the night, and it's Franklin 40 and Worcester 19 with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Spina will go back to Tompkins on the left side, and an outlet pass ahead here for Vasquez. Vasquez back to Tompkins. Straight away three for her is too strong, and a rebound here for Heiser with an outlet pass to Kayla Campbell. Two on one if they hurry. Campbell back down the floor. Will kick it back out for Brownell straight away. And Franklin will look to work some clock here with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Heiser will go back to the right side for Kayla Campbell. Tompkins trying to body her up. Little spin move there for Kayla Campbell. Tosses one up. Shot is no good, and she's fouled. With 3:05 to go in the third quarter, Campbell's going to take another trip to the charity stripe here. She's got 30 points with 3:05 to go here in the third quarter. And Franklin leading by 21. Here is Campbell to the line. First shot is off the front of the rim and no good. Here's that Unadilla Valley score update. Halftime, Spencer Van Etten 23 and Unadilla Valley 21. Julia Oglesby with 13 points for UV. Second shot coming here for Campbell. And she settles in. Shot is up and off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Worcester. Ball loose on the floor. Out of bounds. It's going to go back to Franklin with 3:05 to go here in the third. Again, Franklin, the 5 seed on top of Worcester, the 12 seed, 40-19, midway through this third quarter. Campbell in the corner will work it back up top from the out-of-bounds play and into the corner now for Kayla again. Now straight away for Cobain. Cobain stepped into it, couldn't get it to go. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Lady Wolverines. Winner of this contest here tonight will move on to the second round. They will play the winner of 4-seed Stamford and 13-seed Richfield Springs on Saturday at 6 o'clock. Right now, Stamford with a comfortable lead on top of Richfield Springs. Worcester back up the floor, and we're going to have a blocking foul here on Archibald as Tompkins tried to take it to the rim with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. I like Tompkins' game. She's just such a tough player for Worcester, has been all year, has battled through injuries, does whatever you ask her to do as she steps to the line here, and she's not afraid of some contact near the basket. First foul shot won't go down. Second opportunity coming here with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Lacey Cox will come back in, and Rachel Cobain will head to the bench for a breather for Franklin. 2:45 to go third quarter. Second shot coming for Tompkins. Left it short. Rebound O'Shaughnessy. Her shot won't go down. Cox with a rebound. She got tied up there with O'Shaughnessy. Ball out of bounds. They'll say it was last touch there by Lacey Cox, and so it'll stay with Worcester. Good battle, though, by Lacey Cox on the inside to try to go up against O'Shaughnessy. She gave up about 5 or 6 inches there. Worcester will get it in for Leave Spina on the left side. Into the corner now, Tompkins fires up a three. Too short. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Worcester, but Vasquez had her toe on the line, and it goes back to Franklin. With 2.5 to go in the third quarter, it's Franklin 40 and Worcester 19. Purple Devils will bring it back up the left side of the floor here with Lacey Cox. Cox will go back to Kayla Campbell at the top of the key. And to the far side,
here for Brownell. Brownell straight away. We'll go back to Lacey Cox. She's got a wide open lane to the basket, and she's fouled as she goes up for the left-handed layup. I think Cox really took a hit there as she was battling with O'Shaughnessy on the rebound. She's kind of limping back down the floor, but she headed to the basket there and got fouled, and we'll head to the line. 2:25 to go in the third. Franklin 40, Worcester 19. Wolverines take a timeout, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:25 to go in the third quarter. Nate Law with you on WCDO. Out of the timeout, this will be Franklin's Lacey Cox at the line to shoot two. And the first shot for Lacey is up and no good, rattled out. Thanks for joining us tonight as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Second shot coming here for the senior. Lacey Cox at the line here for the Lady Purple Devils. Her shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound by Alyssa Nowitny. Good job crashing the boards, and Franklin will keep it alive on their own offensive end of the floor. They go left side for Cox. Cox holding on to it, finds Nowitny again straight away. Now to Campbell. Kayla will dribble down low, and she's fouled with 2:10 to go in the third. She's got an explosive first step, and I think her length is what really creates some problems, as she's able to get that first step and try to go around a defender. And then 9 times out of 10, they're going to reach in. That's the fifth team foul on Worcester, so it's going to send the eighth grader, Kayla Campbell, to the line. And she's got 30 points. And the first shot coming here for Campbell. And her first shot is good. She's got 31 points. This is Jordan Beers-esque tonight here for you Franklin fans. 31 points for the eighth grader. Second shot coming for Campbell. Left it short. Rebound here by Vasquez of Worcester with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor. Franklin leading 41-19 with 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Right side of the floor here for Tompkins. Tompkins tries to go back to leave Spina through her hands into the backcourt, and we'll have a backcourt violation here on the Worcester Lady Wolverines. And it's just been that kind of a night for the 12 seed out of the Tri-Valley League, Worcester. Worcester comes in tonight with a record of 11-8, Franklin 15-2. And they'll go to the 8th grade, the phenom, Kayla Campbell, back to Maddie Ackley, left side for Lacey Cox. Dribble drive, got around Spina, lays it up and in. Lacey Cox making up for those two missed free throws, and it's Franklin 43 and Worcester 19. Worcester back up the floor quickly in transition, going left to right. Here is Tompkins down low, tosses it up, and Maddie Ackley is whistled for a blocking foul with 1.5 minutes to go in the third. So again, Franklin 43, Worcester 19, and Tompkins is doing everything she can to try to pull Worcester back in by getting to the rim, creating some opportunities, but the shots just haven't fallen. Worcester will get it in. They find Leave Spina. She'll go to the high post here for O'Shaughnessy. Back across for Worcester, they'll find Vanessa Parker. Parker for Alondra Vasquez. Shot no good, and a rebound for O'Shaughnessy, and she's fouled. She has 8 points. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll head to the line. With 1:20 to go here in the third, it's Franklin 43 and Worcester 19. And to the line will be the senior, the tallest player on the court, Karen O'Shaughnessy. Steps up for her first shot, and this one is, oh, just rattles out. Went all the way around the cylinder and then hung on the front of the rim and popped out. Second shot coming here for O'Shaughnessy.
Well, if I had to guess, I would say she's about 6'1". Second shot is good for O'Shaughnessy. She has 9 points, and it's Franklin 43 and Worcester 20 with a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor, Lacey Cox holding on to it here. We'll leave one back off for Kayla Campbell. Campbell will dribble to the right side. Bounce pass into the corner now for Brownell. Back for Alyssa Nowitny, and to the left side here for Cox. Cox outside the three-point line finds Brownell, and they'll go back to Kayla Campbell on the right side. Dribble drive down low, pops up a jumper, can't get it to go. It rattled out. Rebound for Tompkins of Worcester. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Franklin 43 and Worcester 20. Left side of the floor for Vasquez. Dribble drive left side. We'll go back to Spina. High post for O'Shaughnessy, and she's fouled by Nowitny with 38 seconds to go in the third. And so the foul will be on Nowitny, her second, team's fifth. So O'Shaughnessy will head to the line with 38 seconds to go in the third to shoot two. Franklin 43 and Worcester 20. And O'Shaughnessy looking to be the first Lady Wolverine into double figures here tonight. First shot is no good. Left it short. Second shot coming here for Karen O'Shaughnessy. She's 0-for-1 on this trip to the line. And the second shot coming here for the senior wearing number 15. This one is also short. Good rebound in a box out by Maddie Ackley. And Worcester will bring it up, Franklin will bring it up against the Worcester defense. Brownell crosses midcourt, finds Campbell, who has 31 points here tonight, the eighth grader. She had 27 at halftime. Franklin passes down low for Lacey Cox, and she's fouled, and she'll get another shot here at the charity stripe with 25 seconds to go in the third. The senior Lacey Cox, wearing number 24, will step to the line already with 2 points tonight, looking to add to her total here. And the lefty puts the first shot up and in. Lacey Cox gets it to go. The bank is open for Lacey there as she put it home. Hey, they all count here tonight up on the big board. Franklin 44 and Worcester 20. And Cox with the second shot, and it's no good. And off the rebound, Worcester will come up with it with 20 seconds to go in the third. Left side of the floor, Cox will steal it right back away. Numbers for Franklin if they can hurry. A head down for Kayla Campbell, lays it up and in, and she's got 33. Franklin leads 46-20. Worcester looking to bring it back up the floor. They find Parker at midcourt, leaves it off for Tompkins. With 5 seconds left, Tompkins to the rim, puts it up. She's fouled with 2.1 seconds to go. Willow Tompkins will head to the line. She's got 7 points and will look to add to it here. That's the thing. Tompkins has been getting to the rim. The foul shots haven't been going down, but this one does. She's got 8. Makes it 46-21. And the second shot coming here for Tompkins. And this one is off the mark and no good. A rebound here for Franklin, but they'll run out of time. It's 46-21. Franklin, the 5 seed, leading the 12 seed Worcester with the fourth quarter coming up. Again, Franklin 46, Worcester 21. We'll be right back on CDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter. It's Franklin 46 and 21 for Worcester. And this will be Marissa Campbell passing into her sister Kayla in the backcourt. Start the fourth quarter. The official there was trying to give me some words of wisdom, I think, at the half-court table here about something that was going on the far side of the court, but on the radio, and I couldn't exactly hear him there. So my apologies if something crazy happens, and I don't know what's going to happen here. He tried to give me a warning, but couldn't hear him through my headphones here. To the foul line for Julie Archibald. She couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound is loose on the floor. Scooped up here by Worcester. And a pass now into the backcourt is scooped up by Parker, and she'll travel. 46-21 the score. Franklin on top of Worcester with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Lady Purple Devils will bring it back over the half-court timeline. Here is Brownell. Brownell looking for options. Will pass to Marissa Campbell on the far side. Again, Kayla Campbell with 33 points tonight, the eighth grader, will have the ball in her hands here on the left side of the floor. Goes back to Brownell at the top of the key with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. They go to Marissa, and we'll feed it down low here for Olivia Heiser. Heiser gets tripped up and a blocking foul here against Karen O'Shaughnessy. And foul be on the floor, so Franklin will inbound the basketball underneath their own bucket. With 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, officials are going to get together and talk about something here. Franklin 46 and Worcester 21. Officials will get together here. And Kayla Campbell will inbound the basketball underneath the bucket. Looks like they're going to change maybe who the foul was on here. They'll say it was not on O'Shaughnessy, and they're going to say it was on Willow Tompkins instead. So that's... No, now they've changed it back. Now they will go back to O'Shaughnessy. So she has two fouls. I thought they were going to give their fourth to Tompkins, which would have been very hurtful for Worcester, but they switch it back to O'Shaughnessy here. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin will get it in. They find Brownell on a backdoor cut. She finishes it off. She's got 8 points, and it's Franklin 48 and Worcester 21. Ball popped out of bounds here as Vega came back down the court, and Kayla Campbell got her fingertips in there and knocked it out of bounds. And so let's see. This will be Worcester with the basketball underneath their own basket. Worcester will look to get it in. They'll find O'Shaughnessy. O'Shaughnessy at the right low block will have a double dribble. And this will give the ball back to Franklin. Thanks for joining us here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take you the rest of the way. Stay tuned for our post-game show as well. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll get you set up with as many final scores as we can here tonight. With 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter, Kayla Campbell will dish one off here to Olivia Heiser, who puts it up and in. Heiser now with 4 points, and it's Franklin 50 and Worcester 21. Back down the right side of the floor. Here's Vega trying to go coast to coast. She is fouled by Archibald with 6:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. And so that's what Vega and I think Tompkins bring to the line. They can get to the rim so fast, and they draw so much contact from defenders sliding over. Vega's first shot here is good. Vega now with 3 points tonight. But, you know, Worcester hasn't made a ton of foul shots, and Franklin has just been able to get buckets tonight that maybe they don't get on a normal night. A lot of different players chipping in. Second shot is up and good for Vega. No good, but O'Shaughnessy was there. Her shot won't go. Gets her second rebound opportunity, and this time puts it in. O'Shaughnessy now with 11. And it's Franklin 50 and Worcester 24 with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Brownell across the half-court timeline, finding Kayla Campbell. Campbell looking for options. Chest pass to Marissa Campbell on the left side of the floor. Gets into the paint. Marissa looking for options, finds Brownell. Brownell back to Julie Archibald at the top of the key. Archibald down low looking for Olivia Heiser, and Heiser is fouled and will shoot two. And so Heiser will step to the line, the third on O'Shaughnessy and the second on Worcester as a team here in the fourth quarter. Only one on Franklin in the fourth quarter so far. So Heiser to the line. This shot is up and good. So Olivia Heiser now with 5 points. And the second shot coming for her. With Franklin leading 51-24. Heiser's second shot hits the front of the rim, dies there. O'Shaughnessy rips down a rebound. And it's stolen away here by Archibald, but then she couldn't hold on to it as it dribbles out of bounds. And Worcester will get it back. With 5:45 to go, fourth quarter, Franklin 51 and Worcester 24. So Franklin continuing here to put some pressure on in the backcourt. Here's Vega. Vega will go left side, intercepted here by Kayla Campbell. Zips one across for Brownell, who puts it up. That one's off the mark. Vega with a rebound, but it falls out of bounds. And it'll stay with Franklin as this last touch by Vega. With, again, 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 51 and Worcester 24. Here is Kayla Campbell, the eighth grader, who had 27 points in the first half. She's got 33 so far tonight. We'll go back up to Brownell. Brownell straight away will go back to Kayla Campbell on the right side. Dribble drive in the paint. Will look to dish one off, and she does. Shot is up for Brownell. No good. O'Shaughnessy a rebound, but a reach-in foul on Marissa Campbell with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. So that is the third foul on Marissa Campbell and the second on Franklin as a team. So the team both with two fouls. Here's Willow Tompkins dribbling through transition, and we'll get it to the left side of the floor for Gabby Clements, who's into the game. Taken away, though, by Kayla Campbell at midcourt. Ahead down for Brownell. Brownell back for Marissa Campbell with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin trying to seal up a victory here tonight as the 5 seed against the 12 seed Worcester. And what was a close game in the regular season. Both these teams made the Tri-Valley League playoffs, but tonight has just been Franklin's night. A look down low for Heiser with 15 on the shot clock. Back for Marissa Campbell. Gets through transition. Finds Olivia Heiser. Good dish there, and she'll finish. Olivia Heiser now with 7, and it's Franklin 53 and Worcester 24. With 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Willow Tompkins on the left side will cross the midcourt timeline. Ahead now for Worcester, and Alexandria Wilcox down low for Karen O'Shaughnessy, and she has 13. And it's Franklin 53, Worcester 26. If you can get the ball inside to O'Shaughnessy, she has a nice finishing touch. Here is Campbell at the foul line. Campbell will get whistled here. I don't know if that's going to be a foul or just a whistle, as guarding her was Willow Tompkins, and she hit the deck pretty hard there with 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin 53, Worcester 26. Our postgame show will be coming up at the conclusion of this ball game. Tompkins is going to go to the bench. And coming in here will be Miranda Buck, number 3, the 10th grader. Marissa Campbell will get it in to Brownell. Brownell will look to work it to the far side. Again, the 8th grader, Kayla Campbell, 33 points tonight for Franklin, 27 in the first half. One of the most outstanding performances I've seen in a while. They go to the high post. Heiser with another bucket, puts it up and in. Olivia Heiser with 9 points. And they're really getting contributions from everybody tonight. Franklin 55 and Worcester 26 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Wilcox, passes it over to Miranda Buck at the top of the key. Now to Delamar Vega. Vega back across for O'Shaughnessy. Good pump fake, takes it down low, and a blocking foul here on Heiser. And O'Shaughnessy will head to the line. She's got 13 points at the team high so far tonight for Worcester. On Friday night, we'll be back on the air right here on CDO as we'll be back in boys action again. First shot for O'Shaughnessy here is no good. We'll have eight seed Sydney, taking on 1 seed Walton. That is in the Section 4 Boys Class C bracket on Friday night. Ton of great games on Friday. It's hard to choose which one to go to. O'Shaughnessy's second shot. That one is no good. Heiser with a rebound. Outlet pass to Rachel Cobain. And ahead now to Brownell. So we hit 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It is Franklin 55. And Worcester 26. It's actually 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor, they find Marissa Campbell. She will pass one down low for Heiser, who puts it up. The shot is off the mark and no good. I have to remember that sometimes in Franklin, the scoreboard on the far side of the gym, the clock gets stuck. So you have to look at the one clock that's over here on the left side of the floor, because that one continues to run. With 2:55 to go in the fourth, Vega with a layup. She's got 5 points. And it's Franklin 55 and Worcester 28. Here is Campbell at the top of the key. Campbell with a little dribble drive gets through transition. It was partially blocked, but she'll dish one off here to Cobain. The shot wouldn't go there. Rebound for Worcester. They'll bring it back up with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin 55 and Worcester 28. Back up near midcourt. Worcester with the basketball. And they'll find Vega. She'll split through traffic again, and we're going to have a blocking foul with 2:24 to go in the fourth quarter. As that was Heiser. Looks like she maybe went knee-to-knee there with Vega. And so Heiser's going to go out. Maddie Ackley will come in Kaiser her fourth, team's fourth. And boy, it's been a battle on the inside tonight. Both teams have been physical. Again, 2:25 to go fourth quarter. Franklin 55 and Worcester 28. Worcester will get it in. They'll try to go to the top of the key for Gabby Clements, and it was knocked out of bounds by Kayla Campbell with 2:25 to go. Again, Franklin 55, Worcester 28. And the Lady Wolverines will inbound it across the court by the scorer's table, and they'll go to Alex Wilcox, top of the key. Wilcox has her pocket picked by Kayla Campbell. Campbell will slow it down as she gets across midcourt with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And Franklin putting the icing on the cake here tonight to move on to the second round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Tournament. Kayla Campbell gets through traffic, puts it up and in. She's got 35. I think this could be a career high for her with 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. I know she had 33 in a win over Cherry Valley Springfield earlier this year, but she now has 35. We'll have to check that during our post game. Jump ball at midcourt, and the ball will stay with the Worcester Wolverines. Marissa Campbell, as well as Kirsten Brownell, will head to the bench with 1:53 to go in the fourth quarter. So the only starter still on the floor right now is Kayla Campbell. Franklin 57 and Worcester 28. And now we're going to have a foul on Vega. I believe that's going to be her fifth on a push-off with 1:52 to go in the fourth quarter. And it looks like Vega's going to foul out with 5 points here tonight. Vega, the promising freshman for Worcester. And a tough night for her. That's her fifth foul, the team's third here in the fourth quarter. A bright future ahead for Vega, but I think just tonight was not her night. And in sectionals, it's one game and you go home. So that's a disappointing end of the season there for Delamar Vega. With 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter, Franklin 57, Worcester 28. And if Franklin can hold on and win this ball game, they will get to take on Stamford, who defeated Richfield Springs. I just got that final score. Stamford winning 70-33 over Richfield Springs here tonight. Franklin will get it down low. Whitney with a shot. The Whitney shot is off the mark. Lacey Cox with the rebound, but she travels and gives it back to Worcester here with 1:24 to go. So a great victory here in what was a tie game, 8-8 at the end of the first quarter, and you just thought, boy, this one could really come down to the wire tonight. But then Kayla Campbell, the eighth grader, really started to open up. You can remember early in the second quarter, she hit back-to-back threes, and it was like it just lit a fire under her. And it was game on after that for Kayla Campbell. 1:05 to go here, fourth quarter. Franklin leading 57-28. Both teams starting to put some bench players, and Kayla Campbell is headed to the bench. Lacey Cox will bring it back up the floor with 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Cox at the top of the key. Cox holding on to it will pass to the far side for Archibald. Good win here, good bounce back win for Franklin after losing in the Tri-Valley Championship in a disappointing fashion. I know that team was absolutely crushed from that loss, but they have bounced back nicely here tonight. A rebound for Worcester off a miss from Maddie Ackley. With 30 seconds to go, the 5-seed Franklin is going to beat the 12-seed Worcester tonight. Final home game of the year for Franklin. Shot here from Worcester on the left side of the floor for Lanessa Otero is no good. Ball out of bounds on the rebound. Tori Spina got the rebound, and there was a foul on the play, actually. With 20 seconds to go, it's Franklin 57. And it'll be Worcester 28. This is actually going to send Tori Spina to the line. Let's see who the foul is on here for Franklin. They still have the foul from Vega up on the board. Officials working this one out to see who the foul will be on down low. And it looks like it will be on Cobain here for the Lady Purple Devils. It'll be on Alyssa Nowitny, her fourth. They changed that up on the board. Second shot here is no good for Spina. Rebound for Worcester, and they can play for the final shot. Shot clock is off. Straightaway three for Miranda Buck. That's no good. Another rebound here for Tori Spina. Had her pocket picked by Cobain. Two on one if they can hurry. Cobain with 7 seconds left puts it up. Can't get it to go. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it with 2 seconds to go. possession arrow is going to give it back to Worcester, but this game pretty much in the books here, folks, with 2 seconds to go. Worcester will send it down the floor, and our final score tonight is going to be Franklin 57, Worcester 28. Postgame show coming up, 5-seed Franklin. The girls advance to the second round of the Section 4 Class D basketball tournament. They'll be taking on Stanford on Saturday night. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Our final score here tonight, Franklin 57 and Worcester 28. And it's our post-game show now as we will go through our final scoring summary here tonight. A huge victory for Franklin, the 5-seed. They will move on to take on 4-seed Stanford in the second round. 35 points for 8th grader Kayla Campbell tonight. She was phenomenal. 9 points for Olivia Heiser. 8 for Kirsten Brownell. Let's see. We had 3 for Lacey Cox tonight and 2 for Marissa Campbell for Franklin. The other side for Worcester, 13 points. That's a team high for Karen O'Shaughnessy. 8 points for Willow Tompkins. 2 for Vanessa Parker. 5 for Delamar Vega tonight in the loss for the Worcester Wolverines. Let's get into our 3 awards here tonight. First, we will have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think that's an easy one here tonight. 35 points for Kayla Campbell. She is an easy choice for our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. She was phenomenal. 27 points in the first half. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that tonight to Kirsten Brownell. 8 points tonight for Kirsten. Made some big shots, but I just thought was excellent on the press. Got some good steals and was able to feed Kayla Campbell for a lot of those easy buckets. So we'll give that tonight, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, to Kirsten Brownell for Franklin. Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Karen O'Shaughnessy from Worcester. 13 points, a lot of key rebounds, and really helped Worcester solidify a good inside game here tonight in this loss to Franklin. So Karen O'Shaughnessy is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Let's quickly go through some of the scores that we have from out of town before we sign off tonight. We have the Candor girls defeating Gilboa 68-37. So Candor, the 7-seed, will move past 10-seed Gilboa in the girls Class D bracket. We have Unitigo, the 7-seed, defeating 10-seed Walton 50-37. The final score from Deposit Hancock and Davenport is DH defeating Davenport 60-29 in Class D. See some other scores, and I can scroll through here. We have, of course, Stanford defeating Richfield Springs 70-33, and so that is why Franklin will take on Stanford. That game later tonight between South Courtright and Lawrence, that is just tipping off now. Last update we had was that Newfield was well ahead of Morris. And as we scroll through here, the last update we had was that Spencer Van Etten Kander was ahead 41-30 as they started the fourth quarter against Unadilla Valley. So that is all the score updates we have at the moment. So winners tonight so far include Unitego in Class C, Franklin, Stanford, Deposit Hancock, and Kander in Class D. Still waiting on scores from Southern Cayuga and HT and South Courtright and Lawrence, which are just tipping off now. Here's our score, 48-17, Newfield on top of Morris. So that's the most recent score updates that we have. And if you want final scores tonight to see who moves on, make sure you go to WCDOsports.com. We will have everything right there. On the right side of the page, we have my Twitter feed, and you can scroll right through it right there, or just follow me on Twitter, at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L, like lullaby. And we'll have all those final scores for you right there. Again, our final score here is 5-seed Franklin, the girls defeating 12-seed Worcester, 57-28. We expected a much closer game, but Franklin playing very well, 35 points from the 8th grader Kayla Campbell in the victory tonight. We'll be back on the air on Friday night when the Sydney boys take on Walton in the Class C second round of the Section 4 tournament. That game will be at 6 o'clock, a 5:50 Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lull. We'll talk to you on Friday on CDO Sports.